Welcome, welcome, dear podcast listeners, to our pull list episode here Between the Bubbles. I'm Darren.
I'm Brayden.
And we are doing comics that we are most excited about to pick up tomorrow on October 3rd.
Oh boy, and a couple of, we're excited about these ones.
Oh, yes we are. Brayden, start us off.
I'm going to start us off with Avengers vs. X-Men issue 12. Now, if you've been listening to the reviews, you know that issue 9 was like a gift from the heavens to me.
And it's been crap afterwards.
But I have spent 6 months of my life on this damn comic. I expect it to pay off finally.
And not just that comic, but like the other tie-in issues. And
yeah, I stopped that after month two. But at any rate, I am curious to see what happens here that is big enough to cause Marvel Now to happen, you know? Because this is the impetus for Marvel Now. So something big has got to happen, finally. And I'm curious to see what it is.
They're even doing a mini-series. I don't know.
AVX, like, Consequences.
Yes, yes.
I'll be picking that up, too, to let y'all know the tail ends of what happens in AVX. Yeah. I might also be picking up A-Babies and X-Babies, because dang, that's a cute book.
Yeah, really, but right?
Anyway, I'm really excited for Avengers vs. X-Men 12. I want to find out what happens here. Cyclops has all of the Phoenix power inside of him. He's evil. He's a jerk. Everyone hates him. How are they going to stop him? I don't know.
Yeah.
The tagline for the Consequences book is one team wins, one team loses, everybody pays.
So does it say about someone dying?
No. Oh. I think the one death we've seen is the one death we'll see. I don't think anyone else besides... it's not even a spoiler. It was 3 weeks ago. Charles Xavier, I think, is the one death that we'll see from this series.
That's a cop-out. It should have been someone else.
It should have been freaking Cyclops. Yeah, I hate that guy. Ugh. But anyway, Cyclops is going to get depowered somehow, I'm sure. And then we'll move into the Marvel Now universe. And we'll start picking up Uncanny Avengers in a couple of weeks here.
Yep, there you go.
So I'm excited about wrapping that baby up. Also, AVX number 6, like the Versus book, which is just the big fight book. I'm kind of excited about that one, too. It ties in.
Yeah.
All right, so what about you, man?
Green Lantern 13, the big crossover, the big third army crossover starts
this week.
Tomorrow. Oh, man, I just got in the mail, I can't remember the name, the big crossover that just happened previously. Green Lantern War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't read that one yet. Because I've read all the other crossovers, but that was the one I had.
That's the
one. Or the Green Lanterns. I don't know
why.
That's the one I haven't read. Yeah, so I'm getting caught up to that. And so I'm going to wait. But Third Army, I hope that the Third Army looks better than they did at the end of the annual. Because as I was saying before, they look kind of lame. But this is going to be another fun crossover. I am going to get all the other books. Red Lantern, Green Lantern Guardians, Green Lantern. I do get Green Lantern Corps. Yeah, I just want to see how it resolves. And Baz, the new Green Lantern.
Yeah, we'll find out more about Baz.
Yeah, so, yeah. Look, if you haven't been following Green Lantern, I think you could pick up 13 and just get in the crossover. I
mean, time to start.
It really is.
If you want to get into Green Lantern, go pick up the Zero issue. It'll still be on the shelf. Pick up Baz's introduction.
Pick up the Zero issue and then get this and you'll be fine.
Go with it.
So,
okay, anyway. My second one that I'm super excited for.
Oh, and if you didn't take it, I'd be doing it.
Daredevil, End of Days, issue 1 of 8. For those of you who don't know, this is a Daredevil book set about a decade in the future. Supposedly in continuity. Supposedly this is not an Elseworlds tale.
Good.
This is the death of Daredevil. He's going to die in that very first issue. We're going to find out why he died, how he died, and Ben Urich, that reporter who's been hounding him and been a foe, a friend, all sorts of things, is going to be trying to hunt down who killed Daredevil.
And who's the writer?
It's Brian Michael Bendis.
Who
has written some of the best Daredevil runs.
Who just wrote Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, and Bendis has done some great work. Like, I have to say, there are 4 authors I can think of off the top of my head who've really hit it out of the park on Daredevil. Frank Miller, Ed Brubaker, Brian Michael Bendis, and Mark Waid. And so, for Bendis to come back, I'm excited.
And
the guy knows how to write Daredevil.
From the review, or not the reviews, but the
previews and the interviews.
It looks like that this is their swan song of Daredevil, their tribute to Daredevil.
Yeah, this is going to be...
You know they're putting their heart and soul into it.
This is going to be a devastating series for us Daredevil fans.
It really is.
We're going to be super, super sad.
But that's the thing. Every single issue, you're going to get these answers to what's really happening, and you're going to freak out every single one.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be 8 issues, I believe. So it's bigger than just a mini-series, but it's not like an ongoing. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Oh, cannot wait. My second one is Detective Comics because it has a new writer, John Layman.
That's right.
And look, there are tons of Batman books out there. I used to get a lot of them, and now I'm going to, you know, dropping off. I'm just curious to see his approach.
It's curious to see a new writer who I don't know if he's ever written Batman before.
No, he hasn't. He does Chew.
Oh, Chew was an interesting series.
Yeah, Chew has gotten some good reviews.
And so this is a guy who's more of a creator-owned guy, independent guy. Might be exactly what we need
to I'm excited to check it out and just see if it's going to be more like The Dark Knight with Greg Hurwitz, where it was not really that interesting.
Yeah.
Or if it's
where it started out really strong. That first issue of Hurwitz was really good, and then it's fallen
or
off.
Or is it going to be like a Scott Snyder Batman?
Where it's solid
like,
and solid.
Or I guess
solid.
Scott Snyder like Detective Comics before the New 52, where it's like, whoa, who is this guy?
Snyder knows what he's doing.
So I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see how it turns out.
Yeah. Here are some other releases. I'm just looking at the list of what's coming out this week, at least at my store. We've got Action Comics 13.
Yes, I was going to bring that
up. For those of you who are our fans of the
series. Four more issues left of Grant Morrison's
run. This is all we
got
of Morrison's run. And he wanted to tell a whole story, and he's telling his whole story. And then
16 issues.
Washing his hands of it. As I mentioned in the reviews episode, Amazing Spider-Man 695, starting that final arc of Amazing Spider-Man before... Who knows what will happen? We won't know till the January solicits
come out. I actually might pick up Amazing Spider-Man just because it's the last one of Dan's slot.
I'm picking it up for sure. It's on my pull list. Animal Man 13 should be fun. If you've been reading Scarlet Spider or Venom, they're having their big crossover where they're fighting Carnage.
Oh, Swamp Thing comes
Carnage.
Out too.
Animal Man and Swamp Thing. We've got I think it's the last issue of Defenders. If you've been reading Matt Fraction's run on Defenders. Entertaining book. Heck of an entertaining book.
Thanos Final Threat number 1?
It's a reprint of an old 90s comic.
Okay.
Fatal Issue 8, which I talked about a month ago, is finally coming out.
What has it been, 3 months?
No, it's been just a month.
Oh,
it was supposed to come out a month ago.
Oh, okay.
That book is inevitably delayed all the time. There's a new Image book called Non-Humans coming out, which is basically Chucky meets the Muppets meets Blade Runner.
What?
That's what I said. So I think I'll pick up the first issue.
Wow.
I think I'll
What's
pick
that
up
one called
issue.
Again?
Non-Humans.
Non-Humans.
It's an Image book, yeah. Anything else? We've got 3 more issues of Sweet Tooth if you've been reading Jeff Lemire's Sweet Tooth. Issue 38 comes out. And then, of course, the disappointment that is Earth 2 and World's Finest.
Yeah, I'm dropping Earth 2.
I think I might. I'll get this one, and then I'll decide about both those books.
Yeah.
So stay tuned next week, see how I feel about those. Anyway, let us know what you guys are going to be picking up. We're excited to hear, you know, what you're excited about if you're a weekly warrior. And let us know what you pick up. Just tweet us tomorrow. Let us know, New Comics Day, what you picked up.
Yep. Until next time, happy reading.
This has been a pull list episode of Between the Bubbles. We're grateful for you guys listening to us today. We are produced by Almost Midnight Media and are released under a Creative Commons license. We'd like to thank Delco and Gene Autry for the bumper music.
I close my eyes and dream of one. The one I love so dear. And now I am old and lonely too. I'd love to have her near. The girl I left behind is a girl I'd like to find. With her rosy cheeks and her curly hair, her eyes are blue and her face so fair. I wonder, does she wait down by the old front gate? Where we kissed goodbye, she said, you're mine. The girl I left behind. Holy, holy lady, the holy, holy lady, holy, holy lady, holy lady, holy lady. The girl I left behind is a girl I'd like to find, with her rosy cheeks and her curly hair, her eyes are blue and her face so fair. I wonder, does she wait down by the old front gate? Where we kissed goodbye, she says, you're mine, the girl I left behind.